Vajra Dara Tilo Naro Marpa Milo, Lord of Dharma Gampopa Nor, of the three times omniscient karma, holders of the four great and eight lesser lineages, Drikun Tapan Sapa, these three glorious Drukpa and Sa, masters of the profound path of Mahamudra, incomparable protectors of the Satakpo Kagyu, I supplicate you, the Kagyu Guru, I hold your lineage, grant your blessings so that I will follow your example. Revulsion is the foot of meditation. And to this meditator who is not attached to food and wealth, who cuts the ties to this, grant your blessings so that I have no desire for honor. And devotion is the head of meditation, as is the guru opens the gate to the treasury of oral instructions. To this meditator continually supplicates him, grant your blessings so that genuine devotion is born in me. Awareness is the body of meditation, as whatever arises is fresh, the essence of realization. To this meditator who rests simply without altering, grant your blessings so that my meditation is free from conception. The essence of thoughts is Dharmakaya, as is taught, nothing whatever but everything arises from To this meditator who arises in unceasing, grant your blessing so that I realize the inseparability of samsara and nirvana. Through all my births may I not be separated from the perfect Guru and so enjoy the splendor of Dharma, perfecting the virtues of the paths and bhumis. May I speedily attain the state of Vajradhara. The earth is perfumed with scented water and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. Imagining this as the Buddha realm, I offer it so that all beings may enjoy that pure realm. In accordance with the capabilities and diverse aspirations of sentient beings, I ask you to turn the wheel of Dharma of the greater, lesser, or conventional vehicles.
Rūvā nāṅgāṅ tātā nyāṅdhū śiṅcīṅ tāṅ jē jī tūṅdhū yāṅ tā par dzogpa sāṅ jē jī kōmpā rāmbu jī dhūpa rāsā te yī khe dhū te yī khe dhū dzogpa sāṅ te yī khe dhū tāṅ pa chūla tū sāṅ gōṅ sūṅ jī tūṅ par jē vānyā sāṅ pa sāṅ jū jū dhū tū jē pa ngā nāṅ dhū sāṅ par
So as usual, Rinpoche asks us to bring to mind the thought of enlightenment, that one will attain awakening for all sentient beings as vast in numbers as the sky is limitless in its extent. And in order to do that, we commit ourselves to practicing listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings.
Dela kang shepar sabe tambe chu jirba ne sab chu wang so ji chen sambang gom bi song sambe chu de nga yi nang ni wo dan ta number ji pe le bu som be som ba de kon ani ji le bu le Dendo number yab kable, som dor du ki trote. Tering am talam, tini som, dam e patan jartin dor du ki.
Tak me pa, me me pa.
Dam e pa.
So among of the various teachings of Dharma, what we are studying this evening is a text by the 10th level powerful Bodhisattva Maitreya. And the text is called Madhyanta Vibhanga. And we are in the third chapter, which is called the chapter that deals with the actual nature And within that chapter, we are looking at the three natures in relation to the Noble Truths. In relation to the first Noble Truth, we've already looked at three aspects: impermanent, suffering, and empty. And tonight, we will look at the fourth aspect, which is lack of entity or lack of self. So on the sheets that you have, it's the last two lines of the long stanza that we've been looking at. Its defining attributes do not accord with the way it is. Oh, excuse me, it's the last three lines. Without defining attributes, it does not exist as an entity. Its defining attributes do not accord with that way it is. It is shown through its individual defining attributes. So within Buddhism, the teachings emphasize the lack of a self and the various ways that this lack of self is understood. So this evening we'll look at this in relation to the three natures. And the first one, then, the imaginary or the imputed nature, the text says it has no defining attributes. And so it does not exist as an entity. So all these phenomena that are termed imaginary nature, not only do they not exist on the level of ultimate reality or ultimate truth, they also do not exist on the level of apparent reality or relative truth. And this is expressed here by saying that they have no defining attributes.
Tene kundag dad karasana ta kundag dad le hechor mangbo yore ine yande kap so ko debo zuna na da hebe thigni yore na tang da hebe thig de tang de te thig de tang de ne na da da hebe thig de tang na da da hebe thig jupe jupe da ye te ni chik de de te nga nga da da sambe da che yo samge yure namdo ge ta ge re te kunda ge da re se ne de gre.
So what is this seeming self that is the imaginary in relation to the imaginary nature? There are many ways to explain it, but to express it in a brief and concise way, there is the word I, or self. And that gets blended together or mixed together with a basis of designation. And these are blended together as if they are one thing. One takes these actually two separate things to exist as one entity. And therefore, one thinks this I, this self, exists. So it's by the force of blending together this word, I or self, together with this basis, with some kind of basis on which it's imputed. The basis and the word are so blended together that you can't tell the difference between them. And then you take that to exist somehow as your self.
Dene matek pan nam la nam je dami kheleng mare da kheleng re dene matek pan nam je tak pa da de la chetang ye ba manda ba mambo che chu nga din la so pa mambo che ba ye ba re yin ya de ya do na da tak pa ta chik pa ta rawang chin je da ye ba de ba re de yang kun da ga da re
Non-Buddhists, sometimes its term is translated as heretics. they do not assert this lack of self. The classic term is anatman. But they assert the anatman, some kind of self that exists. And in relation to this self, they speak of, in many ways, of how it is, of its various characteristics or its attributes. Sometimes they speak of it as having five and so forth. But in brief, one could describe this self that they posit to exist as having three attributes. First is permanent. That it is a single or a unit. And that it is independent. So those three traits are the main ones that describe this kind of self that they take to exist. It's permanent, it's single or it's a unit, and it is independent.
Yemang da la tinte, tini Namdog sad the takpa, Namdog sad the tate, sad the ming takpa tani than deva da tela, takundaga da send the degrees at Sampayo.
So, in brief, then, one could say that on the basis of the self of the dependent nature. Concepts newly impute some kind of verbal convention, and mixing that together with this basis of designation that is the dependent nature, and thereby create the imaginary self, or the self of the imaginary nature.
Then yewang da tela tani gogo yasamare. Simchin tundro tundro chunje ji simchin tam chela. Then dedo ga chorwa nyong yundu. Dedo ga chorwa nyong yundu. Tani kaya maki na yang. Then rang yinba nyam nyong da wache. They took a sorrow and you want to put a rang in the yam yung kinji over it. They are yamang dare. They la main dance is the tanya kayam machina. They were the donga yung yung bakab so rang in yung de yam yung da wajer. What they yamang dare? They same thing tam jele yore.
To look a little more closely then at the dependent nature and the self in relation to the dependent nature. Here, there is, for this, one could almost say, sense of self, you don't need verbal conventions. There are no verbal conventions in relation to this. And if you take as an example animals, you can see that they, while they are experiencing feelings of happiness or suffering. They don't have any labels for this, but there is some kind of sense of a self that experiences this suffering or this happiness. So they have this, they have an experience that it is a self that's going through these different events, but they don't put any label onto it. So that then is the self in relationship to the dependent nature, and all beings have this sense of self. So another example of this dependent nature and the sense of self is in the dream. When you recognize a dream, when you know that the appearances in a dream are not truly existent, there is a self, a sense of a self that knows that. So that sense of some self that knows that the dream world is not truly existent, that then is the dependent nature. If you then put a concept to it and said, I'm this self that knows this dream is not existent, then you've moved into the imaginary nature. Another example is that while you're falling asleep, the six consciousnesses that arise in relation to the sense faculties, the Tibetan literally says they gather in. So they're sort of sinking back into themselves. And at that point also, coarse concepts cease. And yet there is still the sense of someone experiencing that. And that is this self in relation to the dependent nature. And further, when we wake up, before these coarser levels of concepts or conceptualization, discursive mind sets in, there is also this more tenuous sense of a self that's there. So at the sort of the subtle ends of going to sleep and waking up, there is this sense of self that relates to the dependent nature.
nga nga yin pe nyam nyong sa chi ma do go go me go Moko besena, tene nga, nga eba nyamnyong zanji besena, nga, nga mayi, nga tundu yi, nga pakpa yi, nga nya yi sambe, tundu namdo kobe yi samari sambe. O tanda nga piche yi, o tanda nga barba yi, tundu samgo yi wa. Rang yi eba nyamnyong zanji yi wa.
So then, in relation to this dependent nature and this sense of self again, there's no concept that says, oh, I'm this or I'm that. For example, you don't have the thought, oh, I'm a person, I'm a human being, or that I'm an animal, or that I am...
Pig.
Pig. Pakpa.
Pakpa mare, pakpa re, pig.
Pakpa naso. Or that I'm a pig. Or one doesn't have the experience, one doesn't have the thought, oh, I'm a fish or I'm a frog. There are no labels of these various creatures that are being posited.
Tene karasana nya tang, pakpa tang, barba.
Barba,
yeah. Barba, so that's a mock of a minta yama, the corons and yang, yang, papa, not picking in some way over it. This and they mean the Mogore to come. Not to tie you, but mean the console go away over it.
So a fish doesn't think as it's swimming around, oh, I'm a fish. And a pig doesn't think, oh, I'm a pig. And a frog is not thinking, oh, I'm a frog. These are names that human beings have stuck on to these various creatures. But they don't really need these names. They're kind of useless to them. It's just something we've sort of stuck out there.
This is a Yemang dating also. Jevangama ni tindela lever, eh? Jevangama also. Jevakarin ha kogumado. Jitinja kan kavani yon ha kogumado. Ina yang jikting jikan dalam cewa lamare, cewa semang atau cewa yenda jilang re cik sena jikting jikan yenda lan dogre. Ina yang kawan doang atau ha kau mare dogre. Tien doa po cewa ngaman in deriyo, deni seman doa po te kunda ke da dog mare, telung obo ya mare, ta yewang ke da sam de dogre. Zwa. Tien dogre.
So. This sense of self, that the dependent nature, to speak of it further, we have lived in the past and then have been born into this life. What life we had before, however, most of us don't know. And in the future, we'll take rebirth again in another realm, another world. And where that will be, we also don't know. What is taking these births in the past or now or in the future is not the self of the imaginary nature. That does not go from one existence to the next. It is the self in relation to the dependent nature that does this traversing of lives.
Then ta yewang da tela ta mebate chetar koin to takpa yendo namdo ke chetar takpa ta namdo ke chetar takpa ta vida da da maro bare.
So this self of the dependent nature, how is it that it lacks, how is it that the self of the dependent nature does not exist, or how is it that it lacks the status of being some kind of entity? And it does this in a way that it does not exist in the way that concepts imputed to do so. And in that sense, it's empty. It doesn't exist in the way that a concept conjures up its existence.
Namdo ge chetar ta khande se ta re se na kwenda ge da te da yi yewang da de re yewang da te la tin te tene namdo ge dan da ming dang chek dan de ne tene kwenda zo ge re ti se na tene namdo ge chetar ta ba ta u da de me ba re
So how is it then that it is not that thing that is posited by concepts? Because the way concepts operate is that they take this basis of imputation, this sort of sense of self, which is the dependent nature, and on the basis of that, they put on a label. And then they mix the label thoroughly with that basis of designation until you can't tell the difference between one or the other. So this kind of totally imaginary imputed self does not exist in the dependent nature. The dependent nature is empty or free of that kind of totally imputed self.
Then it's a gangba nipa kapsa teta mantoin tsini dan hiba gangba nipa tiki tenpare.
No. And that's what's being shown by the second line of the three lines here, which relates to the dependent nature. And it says, its defining attributes do not accord with the way it is.
Teta mantoin sijete namdo ke chetar takpa tabu date mevare. Tise na teta mantoin bensini jita mevare.
And what does this not according mean? It means that the way the dependent nature is not the way concepts think, or the way concepts have imputed it to be.
Then rang tsini tembay ta tsik kangba samba rang tsini tembay samba yondrop te ta yendong ta de se na zungzin je ni je tong be ye ki am tu da ji ki te yondrop li yagre ta yondrop te kar re yondrop te da me ba tsini ba da me ba thar to ba yin samba da min thar to ba yagre
The last line of the root verse says, it is shown through its individual defining attributes. And that refers to the perfectly existent nature. If one looks at this from the Shentong point of view, then this perfectly existent nature is described as jnana, that is empty of dualistic perception. Or you could say, jnana that is free of complexity, free of mental fabrication. So that's a way of defining the perfectly existent nature from the point of view of the Shentong school. It's this primordial wisdom that's free of perceived and perceiver getting stuck in that kind of dualistic perception, or it is primordial wisdom that's free of any kind of mental fabrications. And therefore, the perfectly existent nature is that very lack of a self. It is, you could say, the ultimate lack of a self, lack of the self taken to its limits.
Then Yonrup Trudraji Ishi Te Kansak Dhamme Pan Tartupati Imba Senna Then Trudraji Ishi Te Ngondo Chorna Kansak Dhanzin Ji Nyebo Sogare Kansak Dhamme Jan Tartup Mahi Na Dhanzin Ji Nyebo Lando Togu Mare Chuchi Dhamme Jan Tartup Imba Senna Dhanzin Ji Nam Togu Nyebo Lando Gare Dhamme Chuchi Dhamme
Chuchi Dhamme
Dhamme Nyewa Kansak Dhamme Tartup Imba Senna Trudraji Ishi Ngondo Chorna Kansak Dhanzin Ji Nyebo Sogare Chuchi Dhamme Jan Tartup Imba Senna Chula Dhenbar Dhenba Dhenzin Ji Nyebo Sogare Nyebo Sogare Dekho me?
No, no. So if one looks further at this, well, perfectly existent nature, free of complexity. How is it free of complexity? Well, this freedom of complexity has two aspects. It is the ultimate lack of a personal self, or it is the ultimate lack of a self in relation to the person. So it's that realization carried to its limits. And therefore, this perfectly existent nature functions as an antidote for clinging to the self. So that's the first aspect. Oh, and one could say then, if it were not the perfection, one could say, of this lack of a personal self, if it weren't the total realization of that, then the perfectly existent nature could not function as an antidote or a remedy for clinging on to this existence of a personal self. So that first aspect then deals with the first part of twofold emptiness. The second aspect then deals with emptiness in relation to phenomena or lack of a self in relation to phenomena. And the perfectly existent nature is the perfection of that realization. And therefore it functions as a remedy for clinging on to phenomena as truly existent.
Then you want to try to hit the lamsang, Hamagona, go lava zona, Zungzin, the tripet on the same genial voice, arte, you want to raise in a young degree.
Usagi Yeshi?
Yehi Hamagona, same genial voice, sir.
So if it's difficult to understand the term wisdom, primordial wisdom or jnana, in connection to this perfectly existent nature that is free of complexity, you could substitute here then luminosity and say that it is luminosity empty of dualistic confusion. So that's maybe a little bit more experientially angled for you.
This is the same thing. The same thing is the same thing. The same thing is the same Gakso ni tembare, mepa ta madrobaso ni tembare. Kolo samba dekhi nyingbun doyo namle yoyobaso ni tembare. O sarvatang, trima mepa, nambar takwa tenrabaso ni tembare. Te tenzor ni te mepaso ni tembate, ko lehla ga yore. Yoyobaso ni tembate, o sarvatang, nambar takwa te yoyoso ni tembate, hajan to kale kakbo yore. May so anything about the lay lagre.
Oh, so. So, this true nature of the mind is very difficult to realize. So, therefore, during the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, one got at it through negations. One used the via negativa to come to understand the true nature of the mind. During the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma, it was explained in terms of existence. The second turning of the wheel, you could say, was explained in terms of non-existence or negation. And the third turning, it's explained in terms of existence, in terms of the Tathagata Garbha, Buddha nature, as existing, in terms of luminosity that is without stain, or in terms of being totally or perfectly pure. This first understanding, getting at the nature of the mind through negation or non-existence, is easier to understand than the second one, which speaks of the existence of luminosity or the existence of the perfectly pure.
Tene yeba te thar to na yeba te rakpa che tanda nga so ten de yu sam de yeba rakpa chin do ten de yeba rakpa te thaba 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 zo na tene meba re meba le to gre meba te la tha kin thaba che na Tagging Tava Jen and Zani Maniba Jagre, Maniba La Nyambarigana, where Sergeant Yam Yam Yavare, May Pantarto Bate Yava, Yavantarto Bate Mevare. You know, you know.
So, if one then looks at this mode of looking at things through existence, through existing, one starts out on a fairly coarse level, saying, for example, this life that we're leading exists. Then if you analyze that finer and finer and more subtle, and you come to the ultimate of existence, what you'll find is non-existence. You will realize the non-existence. Then, if you take this non-existence, and you analyze that subtly, finely, you won't find anything. And if you rest in that not finding of anything, what you'll find is that luminosity exists. So, if you, the ultimate of existence is non-existence, and the ultimate of non-existence is existence. If you take, if you start with existence and you analyze it, more and more and more subtly, deeper and deeper and deeper, you come to non-existence. So you go from existence to non-existence. Then you take that non-existence and you analyze that to its ultimate point, and you rest in that. What appears is that luminosity exists.
Yor nga rindoga, wangbo nga rindoga, nam shi thotok rindoga, ta angba kapsa, riri ni takye trawa tamba kapsa, teni yoyepa thar tokwa te trawa 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 chao, teni meba chao yoyepa.
Naso?
Rwa?
Naso? Pena
zogla takye rakpa ne takye tana dutin thawa madup de tene meba chando re. Teda kanga chikwa re. Tene yeba de thar thau de meba re. Tena se tarik beche na ko to guru.
Laso. So to look at then how one gets from existence to non-existence, the first phase, if you take something like this thought, oh, this life exists, usually we just take that without examining it. We assume, it's an assumption that we make, of course this life exists. But that's, we say that because we haven't analyzed that statement or that position. But if we start analyzing, say we start analyzing objects, or we start analyzing the sense powers, the sense faculties, or we analyze the six different kinds of consciousness. And if we analyze these very, very deeply, then we will find that at the end of existence is non-existence. Another way of doing this is that you start with like a form, say like a body or something that's a very coarse concept. And you analyze that again and again into its increasingly smaller constituent parts. And when you get down to such a subtle level that things sort of disappear and no longer exist.
Tene ta yeban thato me ba re. Ta me ba te me ban thato yeba yeba jinsi. Me ba te yeba te la tu te me ba cha ba re. Yeba la ma te na me ba re. Mu me te mu bol tu ko yeba re. Mu ba ta ni me na me se yeba re. Yeba te te la te te yeba te me do di te me ba nam do di cha ba re. Me ba te nam do ngo li cha ba re. Then,
if we examine the second part, where the ultimate stage of non-existence is existence, how is that? Well, these two are dependent one on the other. Non-existence is dependent on existence. One couldn't have one without the other. These concepts arise as a pair. For example, saying that there is no entity there is dependent on the concept of an entity being there. They are established independence one upon the other. So, independence on existence, non-existence arises. If one examines and analyzes this non-existence, then you come to a place that is beyond non-existence. And that is free of complexity. It's a space that's free of complexity. And if you rest evenly in meditation in that, then you will arrive at the existence of non-conceptual jnana, self-awareness, or you could say awareness, self-awareness of its own true nature. Soso Rang Rigpa in Tibetan. Or you could say one comes to experiences of luminosity. And so in that way, the ultimate stage or state of non-existence is existence. So this ultimate state of non-existence, which is existence, is an existence that's beyond any kind of verbal convention. And in the Mahayana Anuttara Tantra Shastra, Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, the Ratna Gotra Vibhanga, the changeless nature, the Jew Lama, this text speaks of the genuine self, which causes horror to arise in some Buddhists, because of course we know the self doesn't exist, but this genuine self that's spoken of there is a self that transcends self and selflessness. And therefore, one should arrive at this ultimate stage or state of selflessness, which is the Tathagata Garbha or the Buddha nature or Jnana, primordial wisdom, free of complexity. And this is the same as the first line of Milarepa's song that we've been singing, that the view is primordial wisdom, which is empty. So that is the ultimate meaning here. So that then is a brief explanation of the three natures in relation to this fourth aspect of the First Noble Truth. So this presentation of the three natures in relation to impermanence, suffering, emptiness, and the lack of a self or an entity is very important, and it's very beneficial if you meditate on this again and again, study it, work with it. This three nature theory, you'll find in different schools. For example, you find it in the mind-only school, the Chittamatra school. You find it in the Shentong view. And you also find it in the Mantrayana. However, the way Rinpoche has explained it here this evening is in accord with the intentions, the thought of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, which is based on such texts as the changeless nature. So the last three lines of this verse. Without defining attributes, it does not exist as an entity. Its defining attributes do not accord with that way it is. It is shown through its individual defining attributes.
Tan dome ba gendin chimber chi sabang kheba chimbu chongna kong chike chi song chike chikang ba ye chin chin do de chi chi.
And Rinpoche will now now Rinpoche will explain a verse, four lines of verse from Gendun Chöpö, who was a great Tibetan scholar and also a reformer, a social activist, and a great practitioner. He was sort of a radical, one of Tibet's major radicals. And he died in the late 40s, early 50s, so he's a very recent appearance.
Do you know
when he died, Joseph?
Oh, yeah.
Sometime we think around the mid-50s he died. He traveled a lot. He's mid-40s. Sorry, mid-40s.
Kong song to get it. Tongban Tawu me Pawe Sarji Yin so Zimi Simjong O Roji to Tente Ranyong Judo me the Sami Jit Deva Nidan Sindhu Jebe Karzangi Sonasma.
So the verse is the following. I'll read it twice so you get it. The essential nature of mind, freed of fixation, dissolves as one taste. It's the end of the first line. Second line, I'll read the first line again. The essential nature of mind, freed of fixation, dissolves as one taste. Second line. Into the expanse of luminosity. Emptiness without circumference or center. So the second line again. Into the expanse of luminosity. Emptiness without circumference or center. Third line. Your experience is bliss without words. without flaw. Your experience is bliss without words, without flaw. In the fourth line, you arise as a fortunate one, practicing day and night. You arise as a fortunate one, practicing day and night.
Dixon.
Okay. Dixon.
Ta chik de tong ban ta wu me pa wu sa ji ying su si ji de tong ban ta wu me pa de tong yin ta to re wu sa ji ying su si pe de ne ta wu me pa tong yin ta wu sa chuan jik du ye pa re yang na tong ban ta to wu sa ri ba tong ban ta wu me pa wu sa ji ying su si pe de la he chur ni zo na de re
na so
he chur ji Tungban Tavu Meba, Moniki, Weser Jing Suhibe, Tony Gentato Weser Imbahib. Young Tungban Tavu Meba, Weser Jing Suhibe, Tony Tang, Weser Tony Tendati for Hibber.
That's so?
Jimmy Semjung, more rojik the tempest, Zimba Meba. Similar. Yopan Zimba, Mapan Zimba Lasso, and Zimba Tanji Hyundu, Tinny, Tonin Tavu Mapa, Voyser Tang, same Tinny, Rochik by Yer Mapa Chand over it. Yer me, Machaba Jim Saint and Zimba Yopa Kabso, so sorry. Jimmy Hip and Zintang Tanji Hyundu, Tonin Tavu Mapa, Voyser Tang, Zimba Tanji Hip, same Voyser Tinny, Tinny Yer Mapa Dend over it. Yer me to, did they? Nyamnyung jyudh mepa samiji deva. Te tavo tonyi tavi mepa vayasar tang zimi semji ngobo rochik dhan risongwa tela tela nyamnyung yore ba nyamnyung yore. Nyamnyung te jyudh mepa re. Ta ming dang cik dang tanyi lin deva yinba se na nyamnyung yore nyamnyung te jyudh mepa re. Jyudh mepa nyamnyung. Ranyung jyudh mepa sakpa mepa deva. Jyudh mepa tela Tanyi kheba kapsa ta, tanyi ji gogre, deva nyamnyong yore. Tani sami ji deva zevare. Te trapa sakpa mepa nyomomba ta mandirve, deva tenra wola, nyindan tsin tu cheba karzan khisongna. Nyindan tsin par mepa, tani sami ji deva la nepe, karpa zangpo ji songna pe yabudho songna. Pe yabudho.
So to comment then on the lines of the verse, beginning actually with the second line, the order in the Tibetan is reversed, so that's why. This emptiness without circumference or center. There are two ways of understanding this. This emptiness without circumference or of center, when it is perfected or when it's brought to its limit, it is empty, it is luminosity. That resembles what Rinpoche was explaining earlier. When you look at the mepa, the non-existence, long enough you come to the existence of luminosity. So that's one way of looking at this. A second way is to see them as synonyms, that luminosity and emptiness are synonyms. They have the same meaning. And then to go back to the first line, mind freed of fixation. So that means any kind of mental grasping or fixing onto something, such as existence or non-existence, any of this kind of mental activity has ceased, has dissolved. And where did it dissolve? It dissolved into luminosity and emptiness in such a way that they are of one taste, which is another way of simply saying there's absolutely no difference between them. If there is some sense of separation there between the mind and emptiness or luminosity, that is because of our fixations, because of our grasping. And through that, we see these two, the mind and emptiness or luminosity, as separate, as somehow being different things, different entities. However, if all of this grasping, all of this fixation dissolves, then the mind can blend effortlessly, can dissolve effortlessly into luminosity. Then to look at the third line, your experience is bliss without words, without flaw. So, if one is able then to dissolve to the mind into emptiness by freeing it of fixations, then there is this experience of one taste. And Rinpoche asked, does this experience exist? Yes, but it is inexpressible. It is without words. And then you might need some kind of word for it. You have to say something about it. So what you can say about it is that it is without flaw, which is the last of the line. It is bliss without flaw, or you could say without stain, without anything foreign mixed in. And the last line then is like the payoff. You arise as a fortunate one, practicing day and night. So without any break, without any interim, you practice, or you could even say you experience day and night this bliss without words and without flaw.
Tene sami je deva tela thikpa chimbi lo ta dorje thikpa lo ni yevare. Dorje thikpa chimbi lo la deva de dembe tingin zinse. Lui lama sole somba re deva de dembe tingin zin. Re dorje thikpa lo la tene detong yemi je yang kheba chepar je yevare. Tanda tene thikpa chimbi deva de dembe tingin zin na kone dikdo.
Asu. So this phrase here, without flaw or without stains, without any sort of foreign matter, if one looks at that from the point of view of the Mahayana, it's spoken of as a samadhi that incorporates bliss. And you find statements like this in the Changeless Nature, the text we mentioned before from the Third Turning. In the Vajrayana, one speaks of blissful emptiness, or bliss and emptiness inseparable. And this is a special trait of the Vajrayana. In the case here, in this stanza of Genden Chöpel, well, it's all right to understand it from the Mahayana point of view. And if you want to explain it in a way that is particular and not common to other explanations or other ways of viewing it, then you would look at it from the point of view of the Vajrayana. Within the Mahayana, then, male and female bodhisattvas make the commitment to engage in activities that benefit sentient beings until samsara is empty. And so if one thinks about that, you might think, well, don't they get depressed? It's a long time to do that. Or don't they get tired? Aren't they burnt out some ways? And there are two reasons why they don't burn out, which you might be interested to know. One is that they are able to see samsara as not truly existent. It is like they experience it as a dream. And the second is that from the Vajrayana point of view then, still Mahayana, they are resting in this samadhi that's endowed with bliss. So they're sort of in a continual state of bliss.
Then malare pe donga devar malare pa loma tka ye kus lama kande devo ye bhi kyu donga devar kya bhi de song pare the de che pare te donga devar kya bhi deva te thik pa chimbe log yin nam dorje thik pa log yin malare pa lakadi
so mil re pa nikan yam du zobar wala ti jabo kona
meme ta te ya kya malare pe donga devar kya bhi de song pare wa te na yin
So then this last reason that one is resting in a continual state of bliss, a samadhi that's a continual state of bliss, is what Milarepa was referring to when his students came and asked him. He said, well, they hadn't seen him in a long time, and they asked him, well, how are you? And he said, well, I'm in a state of bliss. That is that state where suffering is always arising as bliss.
Tanazo Yang Tingri.
Yang Tingri. Lasso.
Yang Tingri.
Lasso.
Om dumme ba avsojinzo zame semjemo orojido dende rono.
Yeah, that's it. Let's change that last line to you arise as a fortunate one, experiencing it day and night. So just change practicing to experiencing. That fits more. The word can go both ways. It fits the meaning better. So I guess I'll sing it once and try and find a melody, and then we can sing it together. The essential nature of mind, freed of fixation, dissolves as one tastes into the expanse of luminosity, emptiness without circumference or center. Your experience is bliss without words, without flaw. You arise as a fortunate one, experiencing it day and night. The essential nature of mind, freed of fixation, dissolves as one tastes into the expanse of luminosity, emptiness without circumference or center. Your experience is bliss without words, without flaw. You rise as a fortunate one, experience it day and night.
Sasso.
Two more times. The essential nature of mind, freed of fixation, dissolves as one tastes into the expanse of luminosity, emptiness without circumference or center. Your experience is bliss without words, without flaw. You arise as a fortunate one, experiencing it day and night. The essential nature of mind, freed of fixation, dissolves as one tastes into the expanse of luminosity, emptiness without circumference or center. Your experience is bliss without words, without flaw. You rise as a fortunate one, experiencing day and night.
Kurve de jinye ga nyangi de kundo de jinye ga yeji jikda tome danyi le de chunyi dogwe lo de jorji
Ge wan de ye ge wo so na mi ye che so 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 na mi ye che le so tam ba gu ni do ba ra so mun jo le bo ku ye ta shi yan la ju ju song ge ta shi ta ra ti me tu ge ta shi ya we ku song do ge ta shi
May all beings enjoy profound, brilliant glory.